From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The two finalists in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination are in Pennsylvania this evening. They're attending what's billed as a compassion forum. It's at Messiah College in Grantham, Pennsylvania. There hasn't been a lot of compassion in campaign tactics this week. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are still battling about remarks Senator Obama made a week ago. NPR's David Wellner reports.
What Obama said was Pennsylvania's small-town voters are bitter about losing jobs, and that to explain their frustrations, they, quote, cling to guns or religion or antipathy to people who aren't like them. Obama said yesterday he deeply regretted if the way he worded his statement had offended people. Today, much of the talk on the Sunday TV talk shows was about that comment. Here's Clinton supporter and Indiana Democratic Senator Evan Bayh on CNN's Late Edition.
This could be the kind of political issue that Karl Rove and the Republicans use to beat us over the head with, and that would be a tragic thing.
In the meantime, Clinton herself is giving Obama a verbal thrashing. At a campaign stop today in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Clinton told reporters that Obama's San Francisco comment was, quote, elitist and divisive.
What people are looking for is an explanation. You know, what does he really believe? How does he see the people here in this neighborhood, throughout Pennsylvania, Indiana, North Carolina, other places in our country? And I think that's what people are looking for, some explanation, and he has simply not provided one.
Still, today's Scranton Times Tribune endorsed Obama, calling Clinton a political lightning rod. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey has also endorsed Obama, and today he assured CNN's Late Edition that voters in his state's primary a week from Tuesday will not judge the Illinois senator by one statement.
I think they understand the point he was trying to make, and I think that in the end, they're going to vote for one or the other candidate based upon who they are, their record. And I have great confidence that as we go forward, Barack Obama's values, his heart, his commitment to his faith, and his commitment to change is going to be a significant factor in him being the nominee.
And on the internet, a video clip is now circulating of Obama talking about the same kind of blue-collar voters with interviewer Charlie Rose back in November 2004.
They've got insecurity in their economic life. They don't know where their health care is coming from. They don't know what's happening with their pension. What they do know is that they can go out with their friends and hunt and feel a sense of camaraderie, and there's a connection between hunting and them going out with their father to hunt, just as there's a connection maybe for their wives to going to church.
Speaking today from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, pollster and Franklin and Marshall College political scientist Terry Madonna said Obama has a lot more explaining to do.
My guess is that we're going to see some Clinton commercials on this between now and April 22nd. And unless he figures out a way to explain it in a manner that makes more sense, I think this is probably going to damage his campaign in this state.
Madonna said tonight's forum and a debate on Wednesday could be Obama's best chances to make further explanations. David Wellner, NPR News.